just the single bill on the agenda, Senate File 781, Senator Langseth's bill. And I think, Senator Langseth, the intent, and obviously we're making the attempt to process this bill quickly, and I think you'll talk about this with the committee for a minute, that I think your intent, if you can, is to try to I think in the proposal, certainly as I've worked with you and heard it the other night in your committee, the intent is to try to get this moving quickly, that you've emphasized in the proposal expenditures for projects or whatever you'll term them that are ready to go to try to provide our maybe more limited kickstart to the economy here in Minnesota. In fact, I'm not sure how many members around the table are on Senator Langseth's committee. Of course, you have about half the Senate on the committee these days, so
everybody except me.
Probably a number of people were at the committee meeting. You had Dr. Stinson speak to us about what we could do and his emphasis on the passage of a bonding bill. It's kind of interesting that in all the time I've spent with Dr. Stinson over these number of years, I don't think I've ever heard him speak to a committee in the context in which he spoke to your committee. I mean, obviously, he appears in front of this committee to talk about the budget forecast, to talk about the state economy, you know, where it's going, what the problems are. But in terms of actually speaking on behalf of a particular bill, I don't think he's ever done that before. At least I've not known him to do that before. So that's why we're having this meeting out of sync with our regular committee schedule, is to do what we can to just keep this moving as quickly as possible. And I think, Senator Langseth, what you'd like to do is hopefully pass it out of the Senate. That might get the House to move that much more quickly, get the governor to sign the bill that much more quickly, and get people employed.
You know, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, as far as the timing is concerned, even Dr. Stinson mentioned that it should be done early. April 1st has always kind of been my deadline to get it to the governor. Well, that's coming up fairly close, and it seemed like there were others that were not moving very fast, so I decided we should make our move. Quite a lot of this bill, in fact, close to 60%, I think, is in the area of asset preservation, or in higher ed, they call it HEPR, or renovation. Some of the projects are basically total renovation of certain buildings, so, and those can be started right away, particularly if we could get this passed April 1st. The design is all there and everything. And then there were some others that we had in our bill last year that didn't make that $825 million. They've been ready for some time, and they would be ready just as soon as we could get this bill passed. There were some others that there was a fair amount of leverage in, whereby coming up with some money at the state level, we would get quite a lot of money from the federal level. So I put those in here. And there's some others that are just fairly timely. Now, you've all got the printout, and you'll see with the higher education, that's fairly simple. It's one project for the university and then $35 million for the asset preservation. And then with MinsQ, it's $50 million for a fix-up, and then four project plus that those classroom renovations. So that takes care of that. There were Minsky did even have another four projects they said could go right away, but we didn't include them. And if you go down that Red Lake School, we've had that a number of years. There was $16 million that were that was vetoed last time. This would provide a kitchen for both the
which section?
The middle school and the high school. Red Lake is attempting to get some of the stimulus money, and it sounds like they might. That would help us out quite a bit. As far as the flood mitigation is concerned, we've done that other years. The latest that DNR come in with as far as what is ready was $33 million. And I don't know, we just got a flood update from northwestern Minnesota. It doesn't all go to northwestern Minnesota, but there's about a two-thirds chance of very serious flooding now from Wahpeton, Breckenridge, clear up to Grand Forks, East Grand Forks. And obviously we're not going to be able to head off anything there now, but what we've done so far if it doesn't get real serious, we'll take care of most of those towns, and hopefully within the next few years we'll have that wound up. East Grand Forks has been completed, and it's 100-year dikes, and they are not going to have a problem, regardless of what happens up there this spring, because that's completed. Breckenridge is getting very close to being completed, and a number of the others got ways to go. But it is there's over $20 million that's all ready to go. That they'll designed and they will move with it right away. And if I just go down the list, I'll probably mention some of the larger ones. That closed landfill thing, that isn't GO bonds. It came out in the paper that we had $367 million. Well, that included that amount. It's really $328 million. $5 million for asset preservation for the Minnesota Zoo. That National Volleyball Center in Rochester has been here several times. And it is back once again, and then it was $1 million for some fix-up up at the National Sports Center. Military Affairs was just asset preservation. Under transportation, those first two are airports. And you remember the governor recommended, and we went along with taking $15 million out of that fund. They would like to have the $15 million back, but we aren't going to be able to do that. But that those two projects for $3,700,000 will give them part of the $15 million back, and they say that those two were very crucial and asked us to support them. And the Duluth Airport, that's a little different matter, but $4.9 million will get us $10 million federal. And well, high-speed rail to Chicago, we've been do that before at $5 million, and port assistance, and that Valley Railroad at $5 million. The local bridge replacement is $15 million. We had $52 million last year, and half of it was taken by one bridge, the Lowry Bridge in Minneapolis. And that's pretty much it for that. If you have any questions on some of these smaller ones, why feel free to ask. There's some trails here, two or three, and that was just those that were vetoed last time. The big one there is almost $8.5 million for the Central Corridor. Of course, we had $70 million last year. This apparently is the last state involvement in that, and that quarter-cent sales tax will kick in from there. Fridley Springbrook Nature Center, we had that before, and it was vetoed. And most of the rest of that line were, most all of them were there last time and vetoed. The big one is the Como Zoo. So I think all the rest of them were in our bill last time. Human Services, asset preservation, $3 million, and we had the other early childhood there last time. Veterans Affairs is $1 million asset preservation, and then Ag and Veterans Committee passed out this funding for these two veterans cemeteries, one in southwestern Minnesota and one in northeastern Minnesota. Then you go down to employment. That Big Lake Regional Ice Arena probably doesn't seem high priority, but they've got $2.5 million raised. And if we come up with $500,000, they will complete that this summer. So there's actually a 5-to-1 leverage there. And last time, the only event center that was vetoed was the Mankato Hockey Arena. That is in here. Minneapolis Orchestra, $3 million. Schubert Theater is $2 million. They have raised $35.5 million out of $41.5 million. They said if they got $2 million more, they would start building right away. So $2 million will get us probably over $40 million worth of construction, and it would provide over 100 jobs per year. Well, then that Olmsted County steam plant, they had an addition to their garbage burner, and they've got a lot of extra energy there, and this would take steam and pipes over to the higher education facility. So it's very much an energy saving. I think it would supply about half the heat that higher education facility needs. Oh, that, and then a fairly large one is the St. Cloud Civic Center expansion. That's $13 million, and they're all shovel ready, ready to go. Asian Pacific Center $4.5 million, and Gillette Children's Hospital $10 million. We have supplied money for that before. The Regents Hospital is moving out of a lot of their space, and the Children's Hospital wants to move in to that space. And this would give them, this is a requires a 50-50 match and would give them quite a bit of money to get started on that. Historical Society is $2 million. So that's pretty much it. I skipped over, I guess, some of the smaller ones. But
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, this is a smaller one, but just to identify it, the Grand Rounds in Minneapolis, what that's not the River Parkway. Is it, or what?
No.
What is that referring to?
Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair and Senator Olson, the Grand Rounds is the parkway that literally goes around this whole city of Minneapolis.
Really?
In my district, it's Victory Memorial Drive, okay. Which you've heard, we've had bills about the drive, and then it continues on through the lakes area and then all the way around, and there is a one little piece that's missing, and it's in northeast Minneapolis. And there have been community groups that have been discussing where the last of the route should go. And I believe that that this million that's in there is to provide that last little missing link.
Great.
This was in last year's mm-hmm. bill as well.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, are you ready for amendments? Or?
Well, let's not quite. Let's see if we have other discussions. Senator Dill.
Mr. Chair, Senator Langstaff, on the two hockey arenas that you've got listed here on item number 91 and 92, what kind of matching money did the local people come up with on those two projects?
Senator Langstaff?
I mean, Mankato is 50-50. And the other
Big
one
Lake.
Is Big Lake is 5-1, as I mentioned. They got $2.5 million, and our $500,000 will allow them to start on that right away.
And then on the Mankato Women's Hockey, it says and art theater. What's the art theater?
That's phase two that we're going to
do. I guess that really shouldn't be there.
So it's not an art theater.
Hockey is an art.
That
hockey
isn't
art.
Part of this particular project.
Okay.
Further questions for Langstaff or discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Old picture.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I was just waiting for Senator Tomasoni to make an amendment. As long as we've got hockey arenas in here, that's enough to tip the scale, isn't it, to make hockey the state sport? But shouldn't bring that up. But my question, Mr. Chair, is more maybe I missed it. What does this do in terms of our debt load and that percentage that we the 3% that we tend to stay within?
Well,
how do you see this affecting that?
Oh, and we went into this dive of 15-20% drop in revenues. Of course, we did bump over that. But I think it's in your packet there that Minnesota ranks 43rd in the United States. In fact, we're less than half of the state's average around the United States. I had a conversation with Finance Commissioner Tom Hansen, and he said we're a low-debt state. So, sure, it doesn't stick to that 3%, but leadership talking to bond councils, they thought the 3% was not a big problem. They said we'd had a lot of discipline in the past, and as long as there's a criteria involved that we kind of stick with. And, of course, the argument this time is that we're in tough times with a lot of unemployed people, and we can get more for our money. Deck up at Duluth, as I understand it, just with the pilings alone came in 30% below what they expected. Mm-hmm. They expect some of the other stuff to come in at 20% below. The price of steel isn't much more than half of what it was. So this is contrary to what many people may think. These kind of times are the times to bond and build. Mm-hmm. They're 20-year pays, and that'll be over hopefully some good years in the future. But you get more for your money, and you put people to work that wouldn't be at work.
Senator Roblin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 15, line 1 to 5, there's some language about an alignment to connect downtown St. Paul and downtown Minneapolis with high-speed rail. And one of my concerns is that that this bonding bill would make that decision for us. And I don't know if this has gone through, like, Transportation Committee and all of those places that usually make policy decisions on you know, rail issues. And I question whether or not we should do it, because right now we're working to build the Central Corridor, which will connect, of course, Minneapolis and St. Paul. And you think of a high-speed train, it shouldn't have many stops. And so I'm thinking that the people from Minneapolis will have a train to get over to St. Paul, but they'll have to take a light rail train, and then they can get on the high-speed train and head on down to Chicago. But I don't know, you know, where, I know there's a push among some people that really want to see that high-speed train going between the two communities, but I am questioning the financial wisdom of doing that and how much more that connection there will cost when we already are planning to put in the Central Corridor line, which is a train connecting the two cities.
Sir Langseth?
I've dealt with a number of the legislators that are dealing with the high-speed train, and they requested that that be in.
So, Senator Roebling, is your question relative to the Minneapolis-St. Paul connection or to the St. Paul or the Twin Cities to Chicago connection?
Mr. Chair, well, I somewhat question both of them, but I am particularly interested in the St. Paul to Minneapolis connection, because this language seems to imply that this will be done. I mean, that we're going to do it that way. And I don't know that we've had much of a discussion on it. I know there's people interested in doing it, but I don't know how much that extra spur would cost to run between Minneapolis and St. Paul when I know that initially it was supposed to just come into the Union Depot in St. Paul. And I don't have any information on it. And yet when we put this language into this bill, and if it passes and becomes law, it's like we're just assuming this is going to happen. And that troubles me.
Senator Murphy?
I know, Senator Murphy.
You know more about this high-speed rail than I do, but I believe that almost all the money is going to be federal money from when it goes clear from Minneapolis to Chicago. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Senator Roebling, if it puts you any further at ease, and I'm not sure I've got an answer to the particular question, but at least relative to the entirety, I had a chance to read a very interesting article, and it's the cover story in this month's Atlantic Monthly about where the new economy is going to take us. And it doesn't reference the Twin Cities. In fact, I think there was an article in the Star Tribune in reference to the Atlantic story that talked about how the Twin Cities in Minnesota could be part of that, but that if we're going to move into a different economy, the places in the country that will succeed will be ones that are able to take advantage of exactly that kind of transportation effort.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'm not after the whole line today. I mean, we have $5 million here for the environmental studies or analysis, and I know that a lot of federal money may be available for that route. But what I'm concerned about is 15.1 through 15.5, because I have no information on how much extra cost that project would be. And I don't know that anybody here is really prepared to say that this whole body is going to support that, but yet we are in essence doing that when we pass this bill. So I would move to delete on page 15, lines 1 through 5.
Mr. Chairman? It simply says may.
Yeah.
We don't need to do it. It's just a
Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
This isn't mandating anything. This is just says take a look at it, you know, and Minneapolis might be connected. I mean, if you're going to do this huge project to Chicago, and we are the Twin Cities, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it ought to legitimately be part of the mix and look at it, you know. That's what I think.
Mr. Chair, that's as it was explained to me, that they just wanted it in there so that would be
an option,
part of the discussion.
Senator Olson.
Mr. Chairman, I can't recall just who of my colleagues had brought this up, but is there any risk that this could delay the St. Paul to Chicago high-speed rail plans? If you kind of throw it open, that it's there's still some outstanding piece of it that's has not been determined. Would that jeopardize or slow down so that we'd miss the opportunity to be part of that package, the package that's out there for high-speed rail? Senator Murphy, maybe.
Senator Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Olson, no. And it's my understanding that with this language here, it says after the alignment is connected in downtown St. Paul, then if there's... And speaking with the feds, then if we have money that's available, they may have money that's available. Someday we may be able to identify a corridor and build a high-speed line to this connection in Minneapolis. But, I strongly would urge the committee to vote down the amendment. This was... some language that was put into the bill in committee, working with our partners with St. Paul and Minneapolis to come to a resolve about what the next step would be. There are plans at the federal level that have mapped out high-speed lines all across the United States. And the one coming into St. Paul shows three potential routes after St. Paul. So the feds are well aware that there is a need, and they are also aware that we're looking, 50 years down the road as well. So I don't think that they have any heartburn at all.
Mr. Chair, I just don't think this commits us to anything.
It's kind of comfort language.
That language.
All right, we have Senator Roebling's amendment in front of us. Is there further discussion on the amendment?
Well, Mr. Roebling? Obviously, this is a long ways down the road, and so I don't see the reason that it has to be in the bill this year. There will be other bills. If we even get the project for the high-speed rail from St. Paul to Chicago, this would follow that, and it's quite a ways down the road.
Okay. Further discussion on Senator Roebling's amendment? If not, all is in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion fails. further, Senator Dill.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we should pass this bill. I know there's still some amendments, but I just wanted to point out something I pointed out in the bonding committee or capital investment committee. On this chart that Senator Langseth passed out, it shows Minnesota is in 43rd place, which means there are seven states with less per capita debt than Minnesota. Minnesota is listed at $1,445. And if you go to the state that's in number 42nd place, Arkansas, they're at $1,623. And according to my arithmetic, I think this will add, Senator Langseth's bill adds another $70 to $75 of debt per capita. So if everything else stays the same on this chart, Senator Langseth's bill does not move Minnesota anywhere. It still stays in 43rd place in terms of per capita debt.
We appreciate that, Senator Dill, and it's effective advocacy like that that allows people to find spots on conference committees. So I think everybody should take note.
It's a reward.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. Chairman, I have an A9 amendment.
I got an E.
Mr. Chairman, while this is being passed out, this is not new money. This is money that was authorized, I think, in the 2006 bill. This was in the Economic Development Division yesterday, and it's Senator Bickerman's bill. All it does is say that the bond authorization does not cancel from the 2008 bill. I was thinking of putting it in the economic development omnibus bill, but then we realized we might need a 60% vote to pass the bill, so we thought maybe we'd be better off putting it in here. And so I don't think Senator Langseth has any objection to this, and Senator Bickerman needs it for his district.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what it was that kind of delayed this, but the lend it to some problems, and they just need a little more time.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mr. Chair, I can tell you what it was. They had a prospective buyer in bioscience, and then the way the economy was, then he backed out, so then they set the, now they've got another one lined up, so it's not asking for any more money. Just a little more time.
It's not a new authorization. It doesn't have any effect on the bottom line of this bill, I don't believe.
Campbell's soup.
Senator Langseth?
That's what it is.
I support the amendment.
All right. Senator Thomas, holding his motions in front of us. On the unanimous amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr.
Further
Chairman?
Discussion or amendments? Senator Berglund.
I have an A8 amendment. So, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Berglund,
and members of the committee, this would take part of the repairs and betterments money that's in the bill for the Department of Human Services and specify certain projects to be completed with that money. And the reason I'd like to have this in the bill is because these particular projects will generate operating savings, and we need to have any savings we can get on the operating side of the budget.
Mr. Chair, I support the amendment. It would still leave over $1 million, I believe, or $1 million for the discretion of Health and Human Services. So
Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair, I just have a question. On lines 12 and 13, there are references to a pool. Does St. Peter Regional Treatment Center have a swimming pool, or is this a heating pool or a
solar pool heating? Any pool.
And maybe you don't know, but it's just a kind of a curiosity.
Senator Berglund?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it has to do with their heating system. These are all energy type of improvements that they had recommended with their repairs and betterments money. And Mr. Chairman, Senator Langseth, I certainly would appreciate it if this language can stay in the bill, and if it doesn't, if you'd let me know.
Senator Dill.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Senator Berglund, what is it on line 1.3, what's the difference between a summer boiler system and a winter boiler system? What is a summer boiler system?
Air conditioner.
Senator Berglund.
I believe, Mr. Chairman and Senator Dill, it has to do with cooling of the facility as opposed to heating of the facility.
You put cold water through it.
Okay, further discussion on the A8 Senator Berglund amendment. Further discussion, not all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Senator
Murphy.
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of amendments here. One of them is the A3 amendment. And Mr. Chairman and members, the A3 amendment is there was some controversy in the bonding committee over whether or not the I-94 corridor actually fit in a bonding bill. And at that time, we just decided to hold off and see exactly whether or not we could do this or not. But the intention was is if we could, we would. If not, we'd let it go. But I think that we've got a pretty good handle that we can use this $250,000 now for this preliminary engineering on the I-94 corridor transitway.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, this was in last year's bill, and it was bonding, but we had just heard from one source, I guess, that it might have to be cash because it couldn't be bonded. Now we tend to think it can be bonded. If it happens, it can't be, mm-hmm. because they just won't sell the bonds.
Mr. Chairman?
Carol, says.
Mr. Chairman, this looks like the same language we had in transportation that mm-hmm. that with around that same discussion where it was amended to insert park and rides in there too to ensure that there was a potential of using it in some capital improvement that was an option within it on this very same corridor. You.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman and Senator Olson is correct. This, and I'll work with Senator Olson after the committee here, and if Senator Langseth doesn't mind, maybe on the floor we'll just have a small little amendment to include the park and ride.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it wasn't my amendment. I think it was Senator Siebens, but I think that was part of the purpose, just to.
She's back there. Senator Siebens.
Mr. Chairman, I remember how Ms. Berezovsky did it now. She's on line 7, it said, including busways, comma, park and rides, or rail transit.
Yes.
So I would make that oral amendment.
Do what?
Incorporate it.
Park and ride facilities.
Say it again.
Okay, well, okay. Can you repeat that, Sarah Murphy?
Mr. Chairman and members, on line 7, after busways, put a comma, and then park and rides, so that it reads transit improvements, including busways, park and rides, or rail transit.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, Senator Pappas?
Is there really a term of art park and rides, or should it be park and ride facilities?
Well, Mr. Chairman and Senator Pappas, we just put park and rides in there in committee.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think this is the only amendment where
it
changes
rides.
Any of the money, and it just by $250,000. So as far as I know, there isn't going to be any other amendments that change.
Okay, well, I'm trying to follow this.
I had it written in the bill at one time.
That's cool.
It was there last year, too.
Sarah Langseth, where it's proposed to add this language, and you've already taken into account these other grants.
See you later.
There's going to be some additional cost to the debt service, isn't there, with this language?
I suppose a few dollars, yes. $250,000 out of 300 and some million. I think you could probably reach in your back pocket and get it.
not Senator Cohen.
Well, no.
Not my back pocket this year. Maybe we can go to Senator Metzen's bank.
I'll get it for you.
What, Mr. Mossman, do you want to give us an idea as to what that adds to the debt service?
God, it wouldn't be.
Oh, we're adding money?
Dollar.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm ballparking here, but I'm guessing it would add about $41,000.
I don't think so.
No.
Because the 300 and some million is $23 million for the full biennium.
I'm sorry, yes. I divided by the wrong number. Probably about a third of that.
Yeah.
Probably about $15,000.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, just because
there's any questions, just ask me. Okay.
Sarah Langseth has a new career after he's going to be a fiscal analyst. Just Sarah Langseth, just because I'm a nice guy, I assume we could cover that, but obviously, $15,000 here, $15,000 there. But I do want to point out to members that we'll see what happens with the other amendments, but we did talk about that the way we're structuring the budget. We do cover the debt service, and initially we talked about a lower bill and had that debt service covered. Then, of course, as we talked at the outset about the need to try to one, expedite this, and two, to be blunt, enlarge this, given where the state's economy is, it does provide an additional cost. So keeping that in mind, we have Senator Murphy's motion on the A3 amendment. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, then I've got two more amendments here, and these are both more technical than anything. One's the A2 amendment, and the other is the A6 amendment. Maybe we can get them both passed out at the same time. I know the pages have fresh legs, but I think that they're going to get plenty of exercise. Members, this deals on page 15 of the bill under the Alexandria Airport Tower. That's actually
this is the A2 amendment.
This is the A2 amendment, Mr. Chairman, and the A2 amendment. That's actually the title is. It should be the aircraft surveillance facility. And since they only have one runway, we're deleting runways and inserting runway. And this is just, it's technical, members.
Mr. Chairman?
Is it? Senator Stump.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, is that, I take it it's not a control tower?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Stump, I believe that you are correct.
And Mr. Chairman, Senator Murphy, how does an aircraft surveillance facility differ from a control tower?
Well, I do believe that we have our resident expert here, and
Mr. Chair, Senator Murphy, I think there needed to be some other language change about it going to MnDOT rather than the city.
Yeah. That's line 3 of the amendment.
It's on there. Senator Murphy?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and that's, Mr. Watson's right. Mr. Chairman, maybe Mr. Watson can.
Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, all the appropriations in this section are to the Commissioner of Transportation, and the line 3 of the amendment deletes the language on line 1512 that says for a grant to the city of Alexandria. So it's not a grant.
Okay,
just
so it is taken care of in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, we have Senator Murphy's A2 amendment. For the discussion, of all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Senator Murphy, you had the A6 amendment.
Mr. Chairman, the A6 amendment is fairly straightforward. This is the southwest line, and since there's a portion of that line that is not in Hennepin County, the Metropolitan Council is the folks that the money should be going to. So this just kind of matches the money flow.
Okay, Senator Langseth?
No, it's fine. All right. Realized there was a problem with the language on it.
Okay, we have Senator Murphy's motion on the A6 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Senator Langseth, let me ask my question. On page 30, section 28, where we have a cost relative to Browns Valley, you'd indicated to me that this is something that's probably not needed at this point. Is that correct?
It appears that we just talked to the mayor of Browns Valley. They had, of this first $2 million we gave them, it was it had to be spent by June 30th this year. But they've just now got the agreements they need, and they feel that they will have that. I think it's an extra $400,000 or $500,000 they had left. And And then they got the $3.9 million last year. Well, they think now that that's going to be spent before June 30th, so there's no need for the language.
Okay. So Senator Pappas moves on page 30, the deletion of section 28. Further discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
I have the A7 amendment.
Okay, Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is an independent bill that's broader in scope, but in consultation with the author and the other body, and we've come up with a narrower approach, and it's, I think they're considering putting it in their capital investment bill, so I brought this to Senator Lanx's staff. It's a situation when a public library is being sold. You know, it's out of date, and they, in our particular case in Ramsey County, they received a small grant from the state for some handicap accessibility issue, and then they're required to pay that back. This does say that they're required to pay it back as well, but it's no longer state property in perpetuity. It's not considered state bond finance property once it's paid back, and then they only have to pay back the original amount that they received.
Yeah, we have Senator Langseth.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I support it.
We have Senator Pappas' motion on the A7 amendment. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair, I have the A4 amendment.
Mr. Chair, as it's being passed out, we talked a little bit before about the Grand Rounds in Minneapolis and the little missing link in northeast Minneapolis, and this amendment would just specify the route that the community meetings has come to agreement on, and it just clarifies kind of where the route will go. To close up from one end of the parkway to the other.
Senator Langseth?
Yeah, I support it.
Okay. We have Senator Higgins' motion on the A4 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Further discussion? Further discussion, debate, motions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that what's the bill number? Senate file 781 as amended be recommended to pass and re-referred to the floor.
Okay, we have Senator Pappas' motion in front of us. Further discussion on the motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much, Senator Langseth.
Thank you.
The meeting is adjourned.
Out of here.